haven't started a starter in 9 years. To, you know, exactly. Like, I told Luke I need to start a starter again just to go through the process and, you know, be able to relate more with it, even though I do have my established
starter. Do you have a YouTube video on that?
I do. But actually, though, when I did the YouTube video, I just basically described the process on how to do it. I didn't remake one. So I just have my original.
I remember that.
Yeah. So
that would be a fun YouTube video, Lisa.
Yeah, I know. Like start it, and I'm going to do that. I have to, because it is so much.
Now I peer pressured you.
You did. This is it. That was just the push I needed.
I mean, with the whole starting process and discarding, I get that question a lot too. So I make sure to be really clear. I see a lot of recipes out there like using starter discard. I have never done that, and I wouldn't recommend doing it just because I don't personally know how any recipe would turn out. It's not tried and true to me. I just like physically got discarded in that first week when I was growing my starter with like one part flour, one part water, discard half. And a great way to discard it is just, you know, put it outside for animals. It's edible.
Right. Give it to your chickens. So use it as compost.
Yes.
And essentially all you have the first couple days is flour and water. It's not like you're throwing away something that has all of these like teeming with probiotics. It's really just flour and water for a little while until the colony really gets established. And I always tell people it's not a great loss, especially if you really are worried about it. Let's say you have bought this really nice organic wheat that you want to use for your starter. You could start your starter with just some cheap unbleached all-purpose from the store, and then when you're ready to use it, just take a cup of your starter and then feed it with a whole bunch of your good wheat, and
that's a good idea.
Yeah, so then you will have that whole wheat starter. Like recently I've actually taken mine and I've just been feeding it with einkorn. So for the longest time I was feeding it with my hard white wheat that I milled. And I just switched over to einkorn recently, and my starter is just as good as usual. Like it didn't phase it at all.
No, not at all. I've had a full einkorn starter a few times. You know how you kind of go in phases.
You switch it back and flowers. Yes.
And mine has been so adaptable. Like I don't even notice a difference. I get the same rise, same bubbly starter. It's all the same.
Yes. Now I'll say you probably would find a little bit of a difference with, have you done einkorn sourdough bread with exclusively einkorn?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Now I need to ask you something. How do you say that word? It starts, it's B-O-U-L-E. It's like when it's a pretty, the circle loaf. You
know? I have no idea.
The French word. It's like, is it like boule or boule? I don't know, but yeah, I know how to make it. I don't know how to
say
neither.
It. Me neither.
I know how to make fancy circle sourdough.
You do, and I've seen it, and it's einkorn. Beautiful. Yes.
So yeah, and it's I tell everyone, like, it's very earthy. Einkorn bread is really, really earthy.
Oh, I love the taste.
I love it. And like the earthier the better. You know, and I think a lot of it's mental for me, just knowing how healthy it is. Like, that's the original wheat. Like, God created wheat. How cool is that?
Yes, exactly. It hasn't been, you know, through all of these different changes over the years, and
Right. Very, very
cool. It's yellow, it looks different, it smells different.
Yes.
But I've even